Ja, einen wunderschönen guten Nachmittag, einen etwas verspäteten Einstieg ins Musikmagazin. Heute ist Mittwoch, der 6. Februar und es gibt, ja, wie so oft ein schönes Live-Konzert heute in Freiburg. Es sind ja oft so diese kleinen, unbekannten Bands und Künstlerinnen, die man nicht so auf dem Schirm hat, und davon haben wir heute eine, oder jetzt live im Studio, Hayley Johnson. Wir reden gleich mit ihr, ihr hört jetzt erstmal noch einen Song von ihr, dass ihr wisst, mit wem ihr es zu tun habt. Tell Me Lies heißt dieser Song und wir hören uns gleich wieder mit Hayley Johnson. Johnson ist das und die ist jetzt auch hier live im Studio. Heute Abend spielt sie im Quartier, ich bin mir nicht sicher, im Stühlinger. Ich war zugegeben noch nie dort, aber ja, checkt das aus und ich kann jetzt schon mal herzlich einladen, heute Abend ins Quartier zu kommen zu Hayley Johnson. Hi Hayley, thanks for being here.
Hello,
welcome.
Nice to be here.
Maybe you should come a bit closer to the mic.
Okay.
Wir hatten keinen Soundcheck davor. So, yeah, perfect. Yeah, first of all, I mean, I've never heard of you, I have to admit. I don't know almost nothing or anything about you. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about you. How old are you and where you're from?
Yeah.
Why do you make music?
Sure, yeah. I'm 30 years old. I live in Portland, Oregon in the States. And this is my first time touring Europe with my own original music. And I'm currently on a 5-week tour here and through Switzerland, Germany, and Austria. And I've been doing writing and performing and releasing music for since 2015. But I've been performing, I suppose, for 7 years or so. And I just, it's my favorite thing in life to do. I'm very grateful that I get to do it and make mostly a living doing it.
Yeah, that would be my question. Is it your job, your only job?
I guess these days, yeah, it is. My day job, I guess, is when I'm home and I'm not playing a lot of shows, I'm teaching music to kids and to adults. I teach voice lessons and guitar lessons from my home. And other than that, I'm a full-time musician.
Okay.
Yeah.
But did you learn this professionally to sing and to play guitar, or is it just, on your own?
A lot of it was self-taught over the years. When it comes to singing, I was very shy up until I was 19 or so. And I just taught myself how to sing when my parents weren't home. And it wasn't until my early 20s that I started to kind of get serious about it and be in choir and get voice lessons. And I kind of taught myself guitar, but I also got a few lessons just to make sure I was doing it all right. But yeah, it's been a journey of just self-teaching and getting help from other great musicians and just kind of exploring music that way.
To which records did you listen to at home? Your parents' records?
Yeah, well, growing up, my mom played me a lot of Bonnie Raitt and Annie Lennox. Those are like two of the biggest.
So it's a bit 80s stuff.
Yeah. I really loved listening to big, soulful voices like theirs. I grew up listening to a lot of rock and roll, too, and soul, kind of just every kind of music you can think of. But as I got older, I listened to more pop and was really influenced vocally by, like, Celine Dion and Christina Aguilera and just, like, the big diva voices of the 90s. But as I've had a really wide music taste for a long time, and I love everything from, indie rock to electronic music to blues to folk rock. I kind of enjoy all kinds of music.
How would you describe your own style?
My own style is sort of a combination of a lot of the things that I just really enjoy performing, which is I love to sing rock music. I love the sounds of guitar, heavy guitars and drums. But my songs are definitely written with sort of a pop songwriting structure. And I'm influenced. I like to sing in sort of a bluesy style, but there's also sort of a folk rock element. So it's kind of like a soulful folk rock, I guess you could maybe call it as it's changed
yeah,
a lot.
Yeah, I've heard this on your record or online. You have this both sides, the rock and roll stuff, and then this rather sad love songs, or I don't know, the bluesy. Mm-hmm. Thing, so you couldn't, or you could never decide which one you prefer. You love both, I guess.
Yeah, I guess I always felt like I felt like for a long time I had to pick something. But some of my favorite singers and musicians have a wide variety of kinds of music that they play, and they like Brandi Carlile. She's a Seattle-based artist, and she's a little bit more folky country, but I never felt like I had to just pick one style, as long as I was kind of true to myself. And I think it's just more about my message and my voice and whatever surrounding that, I think it's still cohesive.
Mm-hmm.
So
I've seen you've covered Neva Cassidy song, right?
Yes.
So how come? I mean, yeah, she's quite famous and she makes rather the calm and sad music.
Yeah. I found out about Eva Cassidy when I was in college. I don't even remember how. No, I guess I was in high school. The first song I sung was Summer Over the Rainbow in front of my whole high school. And that's the first time I shared my voice with, I guess, anybody. And it was her version that I covered. And ever since then, I just was really moved by her voice. And I just think that the way that she has reinvented a lot of classic songs is really beautiful. And so I like to cover her versions, I guess. So Autumn Leaves is what you're talking about. Yeah. So that was just sort of a fun song I wanted to record during the fall.
Mm. You come from, or you live in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
For us it's a quite famous place where the cool things are happening nowadays. So maybe it's as well a little bit alternative city, I don't know. Mm-hmm. So that's what we learn about Portland. How's the music scene there? I mean, it must be quite big and.
It's wide. I find out about a new band or a new singer-songwriter every day. I feel like I think I know everybody, there's somebody I haven't heard of. But the music scene is really great. It's a great place to grow as an artist and collaborate with other musicians. There's a lot of indie rock, there's hip hop, there's folky bluegrass singer-songwriters, there's more contemporary songwriters, I guess more like myself, and experimental. There's a lot of experimental music too. It's a really fun variety of musicians.
And do you know other people making music? Is this a kind of peer group for you? So you meet and you talk and you have exchanges maybe?
Yeah, absolutely. I have I have a great group of friends that most of them are more of the singer-songwriter crowd. They're kind of doing more of the kind of music that I am, the more kind of pop and rock and soulful music. But I also have rapper friends, and I have super like alternative indie rock band friends. But at the end of the day, everybody just, I think, loves music and loves to support each other. And I like to get to know everybody in all the different genres of music. So I'm not just stuck, you know. I like to expand my mind and collaborate with people in all areas, I guess.
And are you well known in Portland, or are there too many artists to be known, to be really known or famous even?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely not a place where you're like famous. I don't know. I feel like I am fairly well known in Portland just because I've been playing live there for so long. And back in 2012, I was on American Idol, and I got a lot of attention on like the news, on the local the news stations. So a lot of Oregon discovered my name because they were like, oh, like they're watching American Idol, which was, you know, for some groups of people is a very popular show. And so when they heard there was an Oregon girl on there, I think everybody was, I felt like I had a lot of support from my city and from where I grew up. But I think just from that, and then continuing my career 7 years later from that, I think I just, people know my name, I suppose. But I'm not famous.
Okay. So how many records did you publish so far?
So I've put out, I've put out two EPs, and I've put out a few singles, three singles. And I've just kind of started releasing other kinds of content, like on streaming, like that cover, that Autumn Leaves cover. I put that on streaming, just kind of some more live stuff of mine. But right now I'm working on my first LP, my first full-length record, which I'm really excited about. I'll be putting that out in May.
All right.
Or no, I'm sorry. I think June now. We keep pushing it back. but that'll be my first, 12-song record that I'll put on vinyl.
And will you present some songs of it tonight or at this tour at the moment?
Yeah, I'm playing a lot of songs from it, getting them practiced.
Okay. Yeah, I've got an EP, I guess, from 2017 when you lit the Sky, it's called. Mm-hmm. But now let's talk a little bit about two songs of you, two new singles, I guess, from the upcoming record, Lift Me Up and Close to You.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to put those on the record. I kind of just released those as a double single.
Yes.
Just to get something out there. That's
okay.
But yeah, I put those out this summer. And one's Lift Me Up is more of a rock, sort of like a blues rock song. Sort of, you know, got a fun message of just, I don't know, flirting.
Yeah, like a kind of losing control because
you
of
really
another
like
person
somebody.
You
yeah.
really like. Yeah.
And then the other song, Close to You, is a song I wrote about my relationship with my mother, which is quite complicated.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Now I see. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you sing on Close to You, you sing it's not easy to be so close. Yeah. Mm. That's the situation normally with parents or sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. When you do have like a really good bond with your parent, sometimes that can get to be... They want you to do certain things with your life that you don't, you know, you're trying to be your own person. And so that can be hard when you're distancing yourself in that way as an adult. We've been through our fair share of struggle throughout my life, but I still, you know, love her. And when I showed her this song, she was like crying, and she actually loved it because she felt like it was, maybe something that she needed to hear that I wasn't able to tell her in person, you know?
Okay.
So yeah. I guess it was kind of healing mm-hmm. a little bit for us because we, yeah.
But she understood and accepted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I played it for her on Mother's
great.
Day.
Oui.
Of all days.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of emancipation story.
Yeah.
The song.
Yeah,
for you.
I suppose so.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought it would be a love song. So it's you can have the same problems. It mm-hmm. can be too close, and yeah, it can. You have the risk of pain and dependence, mm-hmm. but at the same time, it's as well the good thing on relationships. Or it has a beauty to be so close. So it's both.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what I love about certain kinds of songwriting is you can write it in a way that's somewhat ambiguous so that people can create their own interpretation of it that might maybe relates more to their life. And maybe it's what they need to hear, even though it might not be about their mom. Or, you know, it could maybe, yeah, they can interpret it however they feel they need to.
Yeah, maybe the relationship to your mom is your first love affair in life. Psychoanalysts would say so.
But yeah.
I leave it open. All right, Haley, thanks a lot for this first part, for talking to me. Now you switch the room and then we can listen to one live song from the new record.
Yeah,
upcoming
let's do
record.
It.
How mm-hmm. is it called, the song?
The song is called Everything Comes Back Again. And it's a song sort of about my own struggle with how to react to the difficult things that happen in my life and how I don't always make the right decisions and just trying to keep a good mindset moving forward in life and dealing with the obstacles that come your way. And it's going to be the first single off of my full-length record called Golden Days. So, yeah.
Upcoming in June 2019.
Yes.
We're looking forward. Okay. Yeah, thanks. And we will listen to another song from the EP.
Okay.
The song is called Weekend. And after that, we listen to a live song from Haley Johnson. Thank you very much. And have fun tonight on the show.
I will.
Got the my graces, but you keep leading me down with you. Maybe I'll see you on the weekend. You're always riding that night train. I'll try to keep up with speed and no leaving me behind. You know I got better things to do than throw my life away with you. But when the day is over, I just wanna reignite. Let the weekend start tonight. back to the